This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Are they going to move right on past him? Because you saw the other day, the report came out that both he and Devontae were mad. But Devontae had over 100. AJ didn't. On the play where you see where Jalen Hurts overthrew him, AJ, if he keeps running instead of slowing down, he catches that ball. So he can't blame just Jalen.
Yeah. It's interesting because I think apparently A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, and Jalen Hurts had like a sit-down meeting and it went really well.
Mm-hmm.
I think A.J. Brown is able to be pretty normal a lot of the time, but just pops off on social media, and then especially in Philadelphia, it creates this like S-show kind of surrounding it. I don't know that that's going anywhere, but if they win and he gets back involved, I think it takes care of itself. As long as the going is good with A.J. Brown, I don't think anybody's too worried about it. You know, people just be like, oh, it's A.J. being A.J.
Yep.
The going's just not very good right now. Sirianni's always been a pretty volatile dude, emotional dude. It's almost like you wonder what Big Dom's role is in keeping everybody calm up there.
Huh. That is Dom got to keep himself together right now. They always mess with Dom,
right? The Eagles' schedule is pretty interesting over the next few weeks. They play Thursday night, so they play in two nights against the Giants. I haven't looked. What's the line for that thing?
Mm-hmm.
You want to guess it? I'll pull it up.
Who?
Eagles going to New York to play the Giants.
Eagles -5.5.
7.5.
Wow. That's higher than what we were, or lower? When they came here.
High. I think that's higher. White Brian, do you remember what the spread was?
He's not in there.
White Brian and Jeff aren't in there. Is that Lamphill's doing? Is Lamphill just pummeling all you guys?
He's destroying people in there. He putting out that secret gas.
Well, and Lamphill didn't get the red beans and rice because he said that does trouble to his stomach.
Whatever he eats.
Wait, Brian, what was the line week one, Commanders Giants? Do you remember?
6.5?
Yeah. So, and that was here, too. So that's the Commanders favorite at home. This is Philly favored by 1.5 on the road. Some concern about Jackson Dart's health already. He's on the injury report with a hamstring. Brian Daboll said he's going to be just fine. Maybe we see if Pat Leonard can join us this week, because Pat is not holding back, man. Pat has already written a story about the Giants ownership needs to be careful that they don't wreck Jackson Dart, and he thinks it's already entirely possible. This is from Pat Leonard wrote this story yesterday, B. Listen to this. This is why Giants ownership needed to turn over to a new regime in the offseason. Rookie quarterback Jackson Dart has now been thrust into a no-win situation, playing for a lame duck coach on a bad roster for a franchise that never gets out of its own way. Strong words, dude. Now they play Thursday night. It's WB, you're a Giant fan. Are you concerned about Jackson Dart just getting chewed up and thrown out too early in his career?
No, I think he plays up to it, though. He's looked mostly fine.
Looks mostly fine, but you know what, though? Dude going to have to realize he's a quarterback. He liked to run. He liked to jet. Yeah, somebody going to take a shot at him, letting you know it.
What I wonder with Dart, maybe this is more Daboll than Dart. On the first 15, the scripted plays, the Giants' offense has looked really good early in games. They were up 14-0 on the Saints. It's after that is when things get bogged down, and I'm not sure that they're going to get the answers to that. B, answer me this, dude. Of the following 4-1 teams, who do you buy most? Colts, Jags, Niners.
The Niners I have to buy because they've been there before, and right now they're winning with Mac Jones. I buy them because their coaching staff seems to get the best out of their players no matter who it is. I haven't seen the Colts this year play in a game to be able to, but I saw the Jaguars last night, so I'll put the Jaguars ahead of the Colts at this point.
What will it take for you to buy Danny Dimes and the Colts? Because that roster's pretty good.
If I watch an actual game and see him perform at a level like this has been showing right now, I will probably buy it. Like, I didn't believe in Jaguars till I saw him last night. And after I saw him, I'm like, you know what? Every haymaker the Chiefs threw, they took it and threw one back.
Yeah, man.
So I had to give them their credit.
All right, B, we have breaking news in the NFL. Pretty obvious to me that if the Bengals wanted to make a big move with Joe Burrow out, you go get Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins makes a ton of cash, and the Bengals don't like spending a ton of cash. So the Bengals have traded for a veteran quarterback.
Who?
Joe Flacco.
That's not going to help much because his arm is not Joe Burrow's. They got the same first name, but like that offense is high powered. I don't know if Joe can, at this point in his career, consistently get the ball down the field for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We'll see. The Bengals make a move. Jake Browning's been god-awful. I think the Bengals want to stay competitive. I don't know that it's going to work. Joe Flacco headed to Cincinnati per rap sheet. The Bengals, the Steelers are 3-1. The Bengals are 2-3. Ravens are 1-4. The Browns are 1-4. Maybe they think they can compete in that division, but I mean, if we're just looking at the AFC playoff picture right now, and it's early, but you'd have the Bills winning the East, Steelers in the North, Colts or Jags would be a coin flip, and then Chargers or Broncos would be a coin flip. So assuming it, let's just play it out here. So you'd go Bills, Steelers, Colts win, Chargers win, then the Broncos are in, the Jags are in. The seventh playoff spot, the final playoff spot in the NFC, in the AFC rather, I think it's reasonable for the Bengals to think they're a factor in that. The Pats are 3-2, would be the seventh team right now. And since he's only a game behind, I don't know that Flacco's gonna be able to do much for them. That defense still stinks. But I could wrap my head around the Flacco trade. It's certainly the cheaper option than going to get Kirk, or even what does Jameis make? Do you think Jameis would make more of an impact for Cincinnati than Flacco will?
Because Jameis can throw the ball down the field. And those receivers that they have, Jameis, you remember that he threw 30 touchdowns, right? If he had those receivers, and he'll end up with 35, 40 touchdowns because they will go get it.
We'll wrap up the AFC on this question, and I think we touched on it this morning. Are the Ravens cooked, B?
If Lamar going to be out for multiple weeks and the defense stays like it is, yes.
It's kinda...
Hate to say it because I don't want to see – listen, John is my dude. Listen, that team up there, and you like how they play hard-nosed. I like the way they play. But if they can't get Lamar back, if Lamar don't come back, and people going to just focus on Derek. And I don't think Rush can get it done like Lamar can.
So looking at the Eagles, their schedule kind of going forward, they get the Giants on Thursday, which they're a big favorite. Then they play the Vikings, I think. It seems like the Eagles will kind of keep rolling. I don't know when J.J. McCarthy's coming back. Two of the next three for Philly are against the Giants. So that seems like a pretty advantageous situation. The Ravens don't get much of a break here. The Ravens host the Rams this Sunday. Then they get the Bears at home the following Sunday. Then they do get the Dolphins. The Ravens do get to play the AFC East, so you get Dolphins, Jets, Pats. It's hard for me to say the Ravens are done when you look at the division. But it all kind of depends on Lamar.
100%.
And I don't know that there's any – the way Lamar operates is usually pretty closed off, not always a ton of information.
None.
So we know that Lamar missed last week against Houston, and they got absolutely boat raced, and it's unknown if he's going to play this week. Without Lamar, dude, it's going to be – incredibly tricky.
Without Lamar, it's going to be, they can't win.
You think?
He can overcome a team scoring 28. Rush is not going to overcome that.
What do you think is, John Harbaugh, yesterday's press conference said, everything's on the table as far as scheme and personnel changes. Specifically, everything's on the table. There are guys in that area where they still have to prove themselves. They are the starters because they have earned that to a point. But you've got to keep earning that. You've got to keep getting better. You can't plateau. If we're hoping for you to make more progress as a player and it's not happening, at some point in time, somebody else is going to get a chance. You wonder if they're going to turn to Tyler Huntley. Cooper Rush got the last game. I don't know, man. The Ravens, do you think Harbaugh's the type of dude where he would ever fire Orr? Whether it's Orr's fault
he
or not.
He said no at this point, but it's possible. If they go to him and say, hey, you either fire him or we fire you, what are you going to do?
Right. Well, we know what Rizzo did.
Yep.
Rap Sheet says the Bengals have been calling around for 48 hours to lots of teams, and finally the Browns. It's pretty wild to trade from Cleveland to Cincinnati.
Well, they know he can get him that quickly. He probably don't even need to send a private jet to him.
Just get in the car?
Yeah, send him an old party bus.
I feel. What car do we think Flacco drives? Like a very responsible Volvo SUV?
He probably got a big SUV, Escalade or something like that.
I could see him driving
Wagoneer,
like a dope F-150.
Yeah, but like most of these schools have a lot of kids. They need a Wagoneer. They need a bus.
We're going to run. Is Flacco one of the lot of kids guys?
I think Flacco got about 4 or 5 of them.
Got the cash.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco.
They only have 14.
Family. Looks like 2 or 3 kids.
No, it was like 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing pictures with 4.
Yeah. I thought it was like 4 of them for sure.
Might be 5. Hold on. This picture's from Cleveland. Is that his wife about 2 feet shorter than him and then 5 kids?
Yeah.
Busy man.
Yeah.
Not as busy as Sean Alexander.
Yes, indeed.
Phil Rivers. All right. That's going around the AFC.
He got an offense and a whole kicking crew.
We're going to go around the NFC when we return. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.